All right. Good evening, good afternoon, good night, wherever you're at. Rick Ironman here, coming at you on the BGZ livecast stream here. And we're going to do something really interesting today. Just got my Google Nexus 7 Android tablet here just about 15 or 20 minutes ago. And what we'll do here is do an unboxing. I know a couple other people plan to do this as well, and I'm sure we'll have our own different takes on it. But anyways, let me see here. Let me slide a few things around. Here's the box. And I have it open. And inside, we have our regular shipping stuff here. Invoice or something, piece of paper. Some padding. And what we're looking for here. The Nexus 7 box. And it's pretty straightforward. It's just a box with an outside let's see here. I don't want to tear something up. Let's see, there's a flap there. And this seems like it slides open from there, but oh, I see. Oh, there we go. It has a sleeve on the outside that you just slide the inner box out of. Toss this aside. And you get to hear all the effects as well. All right, let's see what our other box gives us here. Okay, and then this next box is just a box that opens just a top and a bottom, and it's got some tape on it. Let's see what. Oh, hang on just a sec. All right. Coming back. Let me find out where I set my headset. Okay, there's that. Where did I set that? Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Should have closed the mic. Cut this open. Two pieces of tape. Just their way of making sure that when you open it, you open it. All right, we got the top off now. Yeah, let's see what we got here. Okay, oh, we got a nice Nexus 7 tablet on top and a plastic protective doohickey. Okay, and you can hear that getting peeled off. Okay, what do we got? The tablet in my hands here right now. And the edges of it are curved. The back is curved. And kind of rubberized a little bit. All right, on the bottom, it orients in portrait, not in landscape, so it's tall. The USB is on the bottom. And then on the right side here, towards the top, have a button at the top right that I'm assuming is power. And then below that, we got a longer button that I assume is the volume rocker. All right, let's see what else we got in here. That's what's in the top. Oh, let's see here. Where can I set this safely? And I heard some tweets on Twitter we'll get to in a minute. We got two small boxes inside the big box, and this one's simply a wall wart. And a little USB cable. And let's see. Oh, that's it. Oh, no, there's just one box in here that has the wall wart and the cable with it. Okay, let's see here. I'm trying to keep this stuff in order. Nice feeling little unit. Let me check Twitter here and see what people are saying real quick. And Sarah saying the Nexus is here. Well, Tyler, if you're listening, it should be pretty apparent as to what I'm unboxing. I'm unboxing my Nexus 7. All right. Got a washer running here in the background. I hope that's not making too much noise. I'm going to hit the power button on this now. See if we can hear anything at all. I held it in for about a second or two. I assume it'll take a certain amount of time to come up, and it'll probably come up on a setup screen, I guess. From what I've read and heard, the way you turn accessibility on this on is when you turn the device on, it comes up in the setup screen. And it's the only place you can do this automatically by doing gestures. Otherwise, you have to have sighted assistance to turn accessibility on. You know, the talk back and the other goodies. Well, I'm not hearing a peep out of this thing. No startup noise or sound or anything. So what you do to get it to talk to you is you put two fingers on the screen and you hold them for at least 4 seconds. And then you're supposed to get a message. And I don't hear anything. Well, let's see if we've got this thing on. You hold it in a few more seconds. Okay. Held it in longer than about 4 or 5 seconds this time. And got a DM here. Let's see what this is. I don't know why you're DMing me for that you're listening, but thank you. All right, I still hear nothing. Nothing whatsoever. So I'm going to hold my two fingers on it here again for 4 or 5 seconds. And I am getting absolutely nothing out of this thing. Zilch. So that could be the battery is dead, but boy, why would you ship it with a dead battery? Well, this could be a very, very short unboxing. Huh. Wow, interesting. You generally will hear some music when they start up, you know, indicating that it's on, but I'm not hearing anything at all. Yeah, we got people mentioning. Let's see what they're saying to me. That's, well, Peter Matches says to try sliding to the right. That's not what the instructions said. And I don't want to get it into a situation here where it gets out of the startup screen and then I can't do anything.
Continue touching. Canceled accessibility mode.
Whoa.
Canceled accessibility mode. Canceled accessibility mode.
Oh no. It scared me. And I took my fingers off of it. And now I can't get it to do anything.
Continue touching the screen for 2 more seconds. Canceled accessibility mode.
Well, I didn't take my fingers off the screen that time, and it still canceled.
Continue touching the screen for 2 more seconds to enable accessibility. Canceled accessibility mode.
Well, that's nice. I'm holding my two fingers down after it says to continue, and it just says, keeps saying canceled. Accessibility mode.
Continue touching the screen. Canceled accessibility mode. Continue to canceled accessibility mode.
Well, I tell you what, it's sure not like getting your eye device going, that's for sure.
Continue touching the screen for 2 more seconds to enable canceled accessibility mode.
Well, I'm doing exactly what it tells me to do, and you hear it saying it's canceled every time.
Continue touching the screen for 2 more canceled accessibility mode. Continue touching the canceled accessibility mode.
And it doesn't even get finished speaking before it cancels it. either, which is really strange.
Continue to canceled accessibility mode. Continue touching the screen for two more. Canceled accessibility mode.
Anybody got any ideas? It's very inconsistent as well.
Continue touching the screen for canceled accessibility mode.
Oh, good Lord. You get somebody on here telling me to triple click home. My fingers are absolutely stomped. I mean, I'm holding them there very steady. You kept another person telling me to triple click home. That's not what it's telling me to do. Monty's telling me to release my finger after it starts talking and touch it again, and that's not telling me to do that. It's saying to continue to hold for the additional 2 seconds. But I'm willing to try that, just for grins and giggles.
Continued. Canceled accessibility mode.
Now, the second you let your fingers off of it, it says canceled. Yeah, once it does that, it's hard to get it to say anything again, even when you put your two fingers back on the screen.
Continue. Canceled accessibility mode.
I'll be damned if I know what to do. That's strike one for me, because, you know, with an eye device, turning accessibility on is as simple as, like everybody's saying, triple click your home button. And I'm not even getting it to talk now.
Continue touching the screen for two more sec. Canceled accessibility mode.
What do you think there, folks? It did talk, so I have to give it points for that. I am holding them slightly apart. And yeah, if you put them together, it doesn't do anything. So yeah, you have to hold them slightly apart. I do know that. Even after the cancel? Oh, okay. Well, I'll try it. Okay, somebody else is trying, say, hold the two fingers in the middle of the screen. All right, hang on. Two thumbs? Why would I do that? Oops, hit the microphone, sorry. Can you
continue
do this?
Continue touching the screen for two more seconds to enable canceled accessibility mode.
And I'll keep holding it after the cancel. And it doesn't say cancel, it says canceled. And nothing. Getting some more mentions in here, we'll see what they say. Yes, it's exactly what it's doing. It thinks I've moved my fingers or something because I'm holding my fingers perfectly still after it starts talking. Now, the first time it scared me, I didn't expect it, and I did pull my fingers away from it, but that really shouldn't affect it, you know, on later attempts. Christopher Wright says, I should call technical support. Yeah, okay. Monty says, I might want to listen to Liam's unboxing later. Yeah, I might have to do that. Like a Game Boy. Oh, okay. No, you don't use your thumbs to do this. You use just your fingers, not your thumbs. Got some crazy people here, I'm telling you. But hopefully I'm entertaining you, at least. All right, let's see what else I can make this thing not do. And I am holding it in portrait mode.
Continue touching the screen for 2 more seconds. Canceled accessibility mode.
Cancel your accessibility mode.
Continue touching the screen. Canceled accessibility mode. Continue touching the screen for 2 more seconds to enable accessibility mode. Accessibility mode enabled. Accessibility tutorial.
Wow.
26 items.
Did you hear that?
My touch is turned on. You can touch the screen to learn what's under your finger. For example, the current screen contains app icons. Find one of them by touching the screen and sliding your finger around. Voice search. Double tap to activate. Good. Keep sliding your finger around the screen until you find at least one more icon. Next button.
Oh, I found a next button.
Activate. Exit button.
An exit button.
Voice search. You can also explore by swiping your finger left and right anywhere on the screen. Try quickly swiping from left to right to move to the next icon. Google. Messenger. To act. Google Plus. Navigation.
Hey, it's working. And I'm using a single finger swipe to the left there. Heading up the screen.
Local. Latitude. Play magazines. Downloads. Currents.
Now, I don't know what I did to get that to actually work there at the beginning, but I tried to make sure none of my other fingers were anywhere near the screen. I don't know if something was overlapping the edge and causing a problem or not, but I did finally get it to work. Let me warn you, though, it's very, very touchy.
Chrome. Play books. YouTube. Play movies and TV. Talk. Settings. Play Store.
These are all the little apps and stuff that it has on it, I believe, here on the main screen.
Play music. Maps. Gmail.
So, hey, it took a little bit of effort there, but finally... And everybody's suggestions there. Let me set this down for a minute and see what anybody is saying. And I got a washer dumping here in the background. I hope that's not throwing too much noise into the mix. I apologize if it is, but I had to wash some clothes for my mom here. Got to do what mom wants you to do now. No, I didn't actually put it on the table and try it. I had it in my hand. I don't know if that would have made any difference or not, but that is a good suggestion. Hang on just a second. All right. That time I turned the line in off so you didn't have to listen to everything. I had to step aside there for a second. Sorry. It's what you get when you get a live demonstration here when people are around. You hear different noises and stuff just besides me.
Continue
Somebody's asking me already, is Android better than iOS? And, you know, I'm not gonna make that suggestion here yet. You know, I've touched this thing for a whole minute. I've used my iDevices for 2.5 years. It's not fair for you to ask me to make that decision here with just a minute's playing with the device. Somebody actually heard it come on. Just checking those Twitter mentions there. I don't know if you can hear those on the microphone or not.
Maps. Play music. Play store.
It's got a decent voice. It is loud, as you can hear.
Settings.
Probably I'm hearing it louder than you are on the microphone, but I am hearing feedback through my headset, so I am sure you're hearing it.
Talk. Play movies at YouTube. Play books. Chrome. Currents. Downloads. Play magazine. Latitude. Local. Navigation. Google Plus. Messenger. Google. Voice search. Exit button. Next button.
Now, I assume this is this tutorial. If I double tap on this next.
List showing 15 items. To scroll through a list, you can slide two fingers along the screen. For example, the current screen contains a list of app names that can scroll up or down. First, try to explore the screen and identify an app, showing items 1 to 15 of 26.
Okay. Whoops.
Calendar. Now place two fingers on an item in the list and slide both fingers up. If you reach the top of the screen, lift your fingers, place them lower on the list, and continue sliding up.
Mm-hmm.
Clock. Email. Explore the screen to find one more app. Play magazines. Showing items 6 to 20 of 26. You can also scroll an entire page.
That's kind of different than iOS. I know you can also do the swipe.
Starting from the left and go latitude. Play magazines.
You know, single finger swipe to the left or the right. But it also says you can take two fingers and put them on the screen and go up and down a list.
Downloads. Currents. Chrome. Lesson 2, scrolling through lists. Previous button. Next button.
That's nice that it gives you this tutorial.
By default, swiping left and right reads blocks of text all at once. You can also read through blocks of on-screen text by word or character. First, find the text that begins with the word this. This is an example of a large block of text. You can move through this text at a specific reading level using swipe gestures, or read it all at once using touch gestures. This is the second paragraph. This is the third and final paragraph. Swipe down and up to change the reading level, then swipe right to move through this text. Next, lesson 3, reading by character. This is an example of a large block of text. You can move through this
and then
text
if you reading level looks like if you single gestures, finger swipe up or down it reads through
this
it.
This is the second paragraph. This is the third and final paragraph. Swipe down and up to change the reading level, then
swipe
right to move
down
through this text.
And up. Down and up. Oh, I see.
Lesson 3, reading by character. This is an example of a large block of text. Previous button. Finish button. Use Google location. Welcome. English United States drop down list. English United States.
Now we're into the setup itself.
Start button. English United States drop down list. Welcome. English United start button. Select Wi-Fi. Select Wi-Fi.
Wants to do my Wi-Fi.
WPS push button button. List showing two items. Two wire 120. 2 wire 123 secured with WPA/WPA2. ATT 160 secured with WPA/WPA2.
That's my router there.
Select Wi-Fi. WPS push button button. List showing one items. Showing item 1 of 1. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2. 2 wire 123 secured with WPA/WPA2. Select Wi-Fi.
And I'm not sure how to negotiate that list box.
Other network. ATT 160 secured with NETGEAR secured with ATT 160 secure 2 wire 1 NETGEAR 2 wire 123 secured.
And it keeps jumping up and down this list on its own. It's making it hard for me to select.
Select Wi-Fi. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
And it's actively searching, obviously.
WPS push button button. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2. List showing 2 items. Showing item 1 of 1. 2 wire 123 secured with WPA/WPA2. Plug in a headset to hear password keys spoken aloud. Show password checkbox, not checked. Show advanced options checkbox, not checked. Cancel button. Connect button, disabled. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3. Cancel button. Show advanced options. Show password check. Edit box. Password.
And I'm trying to do things here that I would normally do on iOS, and it may not be quite right. Jeez, now somebody's calling.
Showing items 1 to 3 of 3. Signal strength excellent security WPA/WPA2PSK password. Showing items 1 to 4 of 4. 2 wire 123. Showing signal strength excellent security WPA/WPA2PSK password. Edit box, password. Show password checkbox, not checked. Edit box, password. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2. Showing item 1 of 1. Show password checkbox. Show advanced options checkbox, not checked.
Not exactly sure what to do here.
Show password, edit box, password. Dot. Double dot. Dot, 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 double tap to activate. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
It keeps changing the list, though, dynamically, and I'm not sure dot. How to get it to
double
lock.
Double tap to activate. Showing a dot, double, dot, 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 double tap to activate. Dot, dot. Show signal strength excellent security WPA/WPA2PSK password. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3. Show advanced options check. Signal strength excellent security WPA/WPA2PSK password. 2 wire 123.
Got some mentions here. Let me see what they tell me.
Showing items 1 to 2 of 2. Showing item 1 of 1. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actively looking and the networks are going in and out of range. Yeah, but it's still it. Causes a bit of chaos.
Showing items 1 to 3.
Missy's listening from Cincy. Welcome. I don't know what the speech is on this. I'm not familiar with it either. Why do I need to plug the headphones in? Is there something, a significance of plugging the headphones in at this point?
Showing item 1 of 1.
Prissy, yeah. Liam says the voice sounds really prissy. Yeah.
Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
And it's still sitting there just on the desk talking. Okay. James Scholes says it's just showing dots because I'm in a field. Oh, okay, so I do have to plug headphones into it to hear the keys. They're not going to show up on the screen due to it being a secured field. Oh, my. I'm not sure how I'm going to do this here. Yeah, okay, I see that. Okay, I get you. I see what they're doing. Well, that's interesting. Anytime you want to type a secured field, you're going to have a pair of headphones with you. Interesting. Oh, I don't have a pair of headphones handy, I don't think. Let me pull my monitor or headphones. Here, watch out. I'm going to make some noise on the mic. Sorry. This is the Rickster's professional setup here. Okay. I'm going to take my monitor headphones off here that I'm hearing myself talking and see what I can do here. So hang tight here with me for a sec. All right. And I'm going to put this other set of headphones on and plug them into the Nexus. Where? The headphone jack on the Nexus is it's on the bottom of the unit to the right of the USB jack. Oh, and I hear nothing. Wonder if I need to turn this volume up on it. Well, for some reason, I'm not hearing anything in the headphones. Uh-oh. Now I'm really in trouble. Now I don't hear anything when I unplug the headphones.
Show password checkbox. Not checked.
All right. Hang on here. Try this again. I think it went to sleep. Okay, I hear headphones now. Your voice here in the headphones. Okay, I do hear letters. I hear letters now. I gotta find the numbers. I've got the keyboard here, but I'm not finding numbers. Shift. Shift. Done. Symbols. Shift. Symbols. Got it. Got to get in assemble mode. Six. And when it told me to double tap to click the number, when I double tapped and clicked the number, it went back to the Wi-Fi list. Oh, this is crazy. Now I can't find the keyboard because it went back to the Wi-Fi list. Oh, this is goofy. When I started to type my password and I found the first number and I double tapped it, it didn't take that number. It went back to this list of Wi-Fi devices. This is definitely not anywhere near as easy as it is on iOS. Okay, and I found the keyboard again, and it's back in letter mode. Okay, I'm on the number 6, and it says double tap to activate. It's not giving me any feedback if I'm typing these in successfully or anything. I'm really kind of confused here. And it keeps saying it's showing items 1 to 3, 1 to 2, 1 to 4. You know, as I'm trying to put this password in, it's very, very confusing. And the keyboard's gone again. This is not the slightest bit intuitive, I'm telling you. I know I'm maybe not the brightest bulb in the box, but still, this is very, very tedious. This is nothing like doing it on iOS at all. Let me see what some of these mentions are telling me. This certainly isn't intuitive, like I said, at all. Yes, I am running laundry in the background. Sorry, Liam. They're not above the screen. You actually have to switch into symbol mode to get the numbers to come up. But then I'm not sure what to do then. I find the numbers, and I'm not sure if I double-tap it or what. But when I double-tapped it, it went out of the keyboard and back to the list of options. So am I using a touch typing mode then, like on iOS, or am I doing a find the number and then double tapping on it? Yeah, James, I'm not sure either. It's very, very confusing to me right now. I'm not sure. I don't want to sit here and just keep going on and on. Because I don't know what to do. It looks like you find it and then you can touch somewhere else. Now it's went back out to the list again. And I didn't know we were going to be doing laundry, so that's pretty much wrecking this podcast.
MTTAR secured with WEP.
And I apologize for that. I didn't know it was going to make that much noise and come into it all the time.
Select Wi-Fi. WPS push button. Other list showing two items. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
This is definitely not intuitive. Items 1 it's to 2 it's of 2. You know, there's probably some people out there that have
showing
no problem
one.
With it at all. But this thing just keeps talking and talking and talking. You're trying to type. You're trying to hear what you're doing, and it keeps babbling on about this list and that list. And it's just, to me, it's not overly friendly or intuitive. That's just my opinion.
Showing items 1 to other network. Double tap to activate. Select Wi-Fi. WPS list showing 2 other net. Select Wi-Fi. WPS push button. List showing 1 items. Double tap to activate. Other network. List showing 1 items. Other network. Select Wi-Fi.
Maybe Liam will have more luck with it.
WPS push button. List showing 2 items.
There's probably some people out there that have used Android a lot more than I have. I'll be honest with you, I haven't.
Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
Touched Android since my Droid 2 over a year ago. And that was using 2.2 of the OS, and this is using 4.1, so obviously a vast difference.
2 wire 123 secure. Alert 2 wire 120. Show password checkbox. Not checked. Checked.
All right, Monty was suggesting maybe if I show password, that that'll help.
Double tap to activate. XC. Double tap to activate. Symbols. Double tap. Symbols mode. 4. 5, 6, 7, 6. Showing items 1 to 5 of 5. Double tap to activate. Select Wi-Fi. Select Wi-Fi.
Yeah, every time I touch anything, it just goes out of the keyboard and back to the list, and I have to start over. I don't have
showing
the slightest clue.
1 to 4 of 4.
But hey, that's what you get in an unboxing. We did manage to get it to talk, and that's a plus. I didn't expect to know instantly how to use its keyboard. So, I mean, that's really...
Music volume set to 80%.
So I'm not really surprised there.
Showing WPS push button list showing 3 items. 2 wire 123 secured with WPA/W.
I just wish it was a little easier. I wonder, it's too bad there's not a way I can speak this, because I know what it is. It's 6456895329. You know, it's just a 10-digit code, and I'm not too worried about giving it out here, because I don't think anybody's going to be driving by my house and trying to hack into my router.
Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
But you hear this thing just keep talking and talking and talking, and it's very irritating.
Show password checkbox, not checked. Showing items 1 to 3.
And then when it goes back to the list, everything goes back to default, so you got to tell it to check the password again, and you know, you don't, when you get back to the keyboard, it's back in letter mode, not in symbol mode, and so on and so on.
Showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
All right, well, I'm not going to keep going on here, because obviously it's not easy either to try and hold this in one hand, have a pair of headphones in, talking here to you guys on the microphone, and trying to concentrate on this. And
showing items 1 to 3 of 3. Show advanced options checkbox. Show password checkbox. Not checked. Checked. Showing an edit box. H. Double tap to activate.
See, now we got the keyboard back.
Voice input. Double tap to activate.
Oh, wow. 6456895329.
604. Showing item 1 of 1. Showing item 329. 1, capital I, 1.
And I'm not doing a thing to this.
Showing items 1 to 3 of 3. Capital I, d- wa- him, do, 29. Lose, items, want to.
It's went nuts. It's just going freaking nuts.
To. Signal strength, excellent. Lose.
Yeah, it's going nuts.
29.
Shut up, you 29. Stupid thing. Can you
nuts.
Understand that?
Wow. Nuts. Acted is going excellent.
Shut up, you.
29. Up, you stupid
thing.
Showing I can you.
It's stuck in voice
understand.
Mode.
Showing items 1 to 3 of 3. Show password checkbox. Checked. That. Shed. Signal strength excellent. Security W. Up. U. 2 wire 100. U.
Now I really did it.
Saying. Signal strength excellent. Edit. Showing. Up. To. Print. Tap to pause. So. Saying. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2. Checkbox. Thank you. Checkbox. Signal strength X. Edit. Show password checkbox. Show advanced. Hey. 100. Connect button. Believe. Show 2 wire 1. Showing. Signal strength excellent. Security W. Ask.
It's picking up its own voice and trying to put that into the password field. along with my voice and everything else it hears.
Edit box 645, 6895, 329 showing Arlington 1 showing 29. I didn't want him to do nothing to lose 336 do 29. It was not disappoint freaking nuts how excellent it is going nuts 29 West. Shut up you stupid good. Can you understand that? Shut up you saying it's not showing up 303 password checkbox. Excellent. Thank you. Wire 100. Hey no, I really believe excellent showing ask showing. I don't want it. Showing items 1 to 5 of 5. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3. Showing items 1 to 4 of 4. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3. Show password check. Show advanced. Cancel button. Select Wi-Fi. Select Wi-Fi.
How do you like that?
Showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
Only I could do such a stupid thing.
Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
All right, let's see what the Twitter people are saying here. Okay, James is giving me some information here. Yeah, I'm hoping Liam will be a smarter guy and he can do this better than I can. But hey, like I said, this is just an unboxing. Nothing professional here. You get what you get. If I screw it up, I screw it up. At least I got the guts to do it live. And if I screw up, I screw up in front of all of you. So, and if I get crazy and start cussing at it, you know, then you get to hear me yelling and screaming and cussing at it. Liam says his wireless network is open. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. All right, well, hey, you did see me get it activated and talking right out of the box. Takes a little bit of effort, got to be careful. And go through the tutorial and everything there, and it, you know, worked out pretty good. I'm sure this typing just takes time. I may have to just get somebody to type it in for me, and you know, that way it's done. Yep, the screen just went off, so it went to sleep, so it'll stop talking now, won't it? I did it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. It probably would be best. Peter Matches says it's best to do that with headphones if you're going to do the voice input, and I agree. It's just like iOS, you know, if you're talking to Siri or whatever and it hears voiceover talking, you know, of course it's going to get confused, and this is the same thing. It was picking part of itself up, and it was picking me up, talking to it, and yelling at the at first there, the first part of it, the numbers on the voice input, it got right. You know, it was 645-689-5329, and it had that, but I couldn't get it to stop then and, you know, put that in. So the voice input definitely does work. It's just getting used to it, and considering I've only about an hour now we've been talking here, so, you know, I don't have any real experience on this, and it's just how it goes. But hey, I thank everybody for showing up. Let's see if we can tell how many people. Hey, we got 15 people here right now. Cool. And our listener peak was 21. So, hey, that's a lot of people that checked in. I hope I didn't disappoint anybody. I wish I could have done more, but, you know, small steps. And we did get it up and running. So, you know, that's better than previous versions of Android. You know, Ice Cream Sandwich, the 4.0, you had to draw a rectangle on the screen, in the setup screen, to get accessibility. And I know people had trouble with that too. And some other people might do this two-finger tap and hold, and they may be just fine. Maybe I was just doing something wrong somehow. Maybe one of my other fingers somehow was touching close enough to the screen that it was causing trouble. might be better off just setting it down on a table or a flat surface at first and making sure you don't have your other hand on it and you just have the two fingers slightly spread apart, you know, holding it down for the 4 seconds and then keep holding till it works. So, you know, just, it's a learning curve, but we'll get there. And I hope you enjoyed this. And not sure where Liam here on Twitter is doing his unboxing, but if you're following him on Twitter, you'll be sure to get that information. All right. Well, thanks for listening, and hope this was entertaining, at least to some extent. And as I learn more, I will definitely share more with you. So thank you very much for listening, and I'll be back with you real soon.